Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society, telling stories largely collected from Lake Chelan Historical Society resources. I don't make them up. One such source is a book compiled by Elizabeth Watson Perry called In Our Own Words, about women who wrote about life in this valley. It's available for purchase at the museum. Several miles up lake is Bear Mountain, where many pioneers homesteaded and raised families on the mountain and in the adjacent coulees. Challenges such as transportation on trails and primitive roads, farming in the presence of rocky soil, rattlesnakes, disappearing water sources as settlers removed the timber, harsh winters, and forest fire dangers abounded. A trip to town and back could easily consume a whole day. And the children of these homesteaders had to be educated. In the First Creek area, for example, a school was begun in 1902 at the home of the Volney Porter family of Bear Creek. The first teacher arrived on a Friday from the boat, and she was to begin school on Monday in the First Creek School, District 32. In 1904, the citizens built a frame schoolhouse at the mouth of Navarre Coulee. It was 18 by 24 feet with windows on two sides, but not on the lakeside. A small four-stall barn was nearby for those who rode horses to school, plus there were two outhouses. All eight grades were in the one room, six rows of six desks, seventh and eighth graders along the window facing Stormy Mountain. As families began leaving the area in the 1920s, enrollment gradually shrank from 30 to 14. Consolidation with Chelan was considered, but the main concern was the danger of the graveled South Lakeshore Road during winter. Parents were assured that the road would be fixed and a school bus would take the kids to Chelan. In November 1945, the parents' concerns were realized when a school bus slid into the lake, killing the bus driver and 15 children. To this day, school buses with children do not traverse that section of road below the rock cliffs on South Shore Road. And rock slides through that section are not uncommon even now, 75 years later, especially in winter. Several years ago, the event was memorialized with a stone marker and plaque with the names of those who lost their lives. The Lake Chelan Rotary Club placed a marble bench near the memorial of that accident for the many who wished to sit and reflect on that tragedy. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.